This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
At 1:36, FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile on this Thursday. Glad to have you along. And like Jason and others have, we're asking about the story that Dale Leese just talked about with Councilman Carroll talking about cutting off benefits, which is actually the law right now. If somebody becomes a ward of the state and they were getting benefits for that child, then you cut those benefits off because now the state is unfortunately having to be the parent and they're incarcerated. So that story's up there. And also what they're asking is accountability for parents when these kids are, you have repeat offenders and all the whole, it's in the story. So you can pick up the new copy of Lanyap or check it out on their website, lanyapmobile.com. All right, continue with our conversations with folks. You'll see their names on the ballot come Tuesday, which, by the way, if you for some reason haven't looked, we have the listing for the sample ballots for Mobile and Baldwin County for Republicans and Democrats on our website, plus all the interviews with the candidates. Just go to fmtalk1065.com. You'll see the election 2024 tab. Just click that, and it's all right there in one place. He's running for Mobile County Commission, District 2. Doug Harwell joins us now. Good to talk to you.
Good. Thank you. Thank you again for having me today. Appreciate it.
Saw you out at the boat show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You got my bucket.
Yeah. So there's bucket. Listen, yes, we do. We got the buckets here. People are picking up the buckets, the FM Talk 106.5 buckets. You know, maybe that's going to be a new thing in, you know, things that get made for campaigns, hats and stickers and buttons. Buckets.
Buckets.
Buckets. I'm telling you right now. It's on. People want a bucket.
Well, you know, we're only 5 days left. I don't think we can get buckets.
No, but yeah, but understand, politicos out there, listen to this and think about it. So you're running for Mobile County Commission District 2, which is now, we talked about it last time, is been redrawn. Like so many districts we talk about, from a federal level the whole way down to a county level, District 2 is shaped differently.
It is. I grew up in Sims, right. Georgetown, Wilmer, Tanner Williams, out that area, and actually in Tanner Williams is really where a big change. If you're north of, I'd say north of Tanner Williams Road, you're in District 3 now. You used to be in District 2. Used to go over to Airport Boulevard, which was a lot of my school board district, but now it comes over to Tanner Williams Road on that side. And then down towards Highway 90, it used to stay right around Highway 90, cover all that. But for some reason this year, now circles around Halls Mill Road, the soccer field, McGowan Park. And then it actually goes down.
It goes like to Florida Street, doesn't it?
It goes all the way down to South Lafayette Street.
Yeah.
So, and then it covers Spring Hill to South Lafayette to around Highway 90. And it just kind of, and then actually in Centronelle, it cuts a little bit of Centronelle off, not actually going to the city of Centronelle. It's a little bit south.
Is the Iron Skillet in District 2 or not? That's my main question.
No, it's not.
Bertils in District 2 or not? These are the.
It stops before you get to McDougett, right around Mac David Jones School. So
okay.
No.
Okay.
So but we can go eat there now. Okay. Some fine food there. There
are two places I love to eat. I love to eat in Centronelle. Yeah. Iron Skillet and driving through Bertils, getting the big Bama Burger combo. All right. With this discussion of District 2, and we'll talk about the county at large because the job is obviously to be the representative for the district, but also.
Absolutely.
The entire county, too.
Absolutely.
You don't just say, I'm not doing anything other than two. Some of the things on the level for District 2, you mentioned soccer fields there.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And that's been in your ads, some discussions about the soccer fields. What would you do if elected? Would you continue with the expansion of the soccer fields? Would you stop that? Would you expand Aquatic Center? Would you stop that? What would your vote be as one of the three?
Well, let me just say, as to start with, I think we talked about this. If I was a county commissioner already, I would really look for a little bit a better area to put the soccer field and the aquatic center. Now, being on the Sports Authority Board, I know we need soccer fields. So, yes, I would definitely figure out how to fix that because, and I say fix it, it's a very complicated construction area when you deal with high groundwater.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's one of the issues I think they're having down there. And, you know, right now, you know, we started talking a little bit more about it. But right now, they got a little over $20 million in that project.
Mm-hmm.
They have three fields presently. And I understand, according to my opponent, that they're fixing to put five temporary, which I don't know why we're doing temporary. I'd have to answer that question. but then replace the three they already have. And I'm assuming that that bid's going to be $1.5 to $2 million.
So replace the current fields.
Well, they got to redo them
because of the water.
According to what we read, you're going to be, and she mentioned that they're going to have to redo those three. So now we're going to have, what I'm looking at, maybe $22 million, and it won't be active again until 2026. Those three fields. So yes, I would. We need the soccer fields. We got a lot of time and money invested in that area. So yeah, I would do my best to get that fixed and get that project completed. It originally was supposed to have 10 fields, and one of them was going to be turf fields. And I kind of put that in perspective. Our football fields we just built for our schools was average about $6 million for the whole complex, bleachers and everything. So yeah, it'll be a challenging project, and I think it's going to continue to be that until you can get it fixed, because when you work with a high groundwater situation, you got to look at the whole site. I think when I went down there and looked at it, some areas I'm looking at, it's going to be, we got to get a master plan. We got to get everything budgeted for it, the money, and fix it and complete it.
Would you
soccer fields
do that? Okay, and you have, I mean, in your work world, you're in this.
We do that. I have experience in that.
Right. This is something you do daily.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So would you say we got to fix this before aquatic center, or would you do those concurrently, or would you not do? What would your take on that be?
Well, again, I haven't been in all those discussions, I kind of get an understanding where the aquatic center is going to be located, which is, and so I understand they raised money for it. The school board even participated in some of that. So I'd have to get a really good handle as all the money there to build it.
Okay.
One thing that I feel like the best thing to do is if you have all the funding and then you can plan to do it and you can get it to completion. Are there going to be change orders? Absolutely. It's always, seems that happened, but the swimming folks out there, they want that, and I think it's something we'll have to do. And I've told them if everything continues and like it's going and it gets the funding, gets all that, I think I'd be the better person to build that project.
This is an insight here. I know we're talking about your campaign specifically, but somebody who is in your business, this is something that leaves me scratching my head. And not even projects here, just all over. There's the bid. Let's look at the state level, right? They bid a project, and it's X number of dollars, and legislature goes and does what they do in Montgomery. They allocate money. And I don't know, maybe there's once or twice, but I don't know when it's ever come in at that budget. I mean, it's just like road projects up in the state, LDOT stuff. It like seems to never come in. The prison build. What do you think's going on there?
Well, I hope we have a change at the commander in chief. And when I say that, because when you're drilling oil and you're getting fuel, you're getting gas, you're getting that's a byproduct that we all need. In the asphalt world, you got to have that. So I really don't see the labor prices changing because the cost of living so high right now.
Right.
I don't think you're going to cut people's wages. That's going to be there. But if we can get the material, the raw material and stuff, get those prices back down, I think you'll see projects come back into order. But it does cost a lot of money. I mean, and again, we talk about this project. I understood this project wasn't near that cost estimate on soccer field, but it started in 2015. They got the Corps of Engineering report in 2015 that showed all this stuff, and you're in 2024, supposed to have 10 fields. This has three there that's going to have to be done. So, I don't know.
Yeah, we have to go back and redo something at today's cost. Not 2015 cost.
That's right. It's tough. I mean, when you estimate, and so I think that's why when you say when you start a project, you need to finish a project because the pricing could change so dramatically. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And most of the time, in the state level, I speak for school board stuff. We get a price on a school. It usually takes, I'm going to say, around 3 years, to 2 to 3 years from start when you get the plans till you get it all, get it through state office, get all that done till you start building. Well, you estimate it 1 year. Time you get to the actual ready for construction and bid it on the street, it could possibly be more.
Okay.
So you're running that in all construction. But again, you have to plan for that. And you have to... It's tough. I do it every day, and most times that we do stuff, you really try to stay in budget, and the engineers do that, and you runs into a whole list of other issues you could have, as a If you came to me and said, "Hey, I want to build my house and I want to build, you know, spend $20,000 on it."
Yes.
You said, "Build me a house for 20." What do you think you're going to get?
A shed. Actually, the sheds are more expensive. But if you showed me the plans,
right.
And I understand what you're saying. That's why it's good to have your insight. But as a citizen, I'll look at these projects and I go, okay. It's big. It's not $20,000. Look at like a prison build or something. These huge projects, and there's the money, and they allocate the money. Mm-hmm. And in that case, like the prison build for Alabama, wasn't even like they got enough to build one instead of two for that budget. So
yeah. So again, what's bidding at that particular time? You can flood the market, and so just like I think we cause some of that. And the school board, just being honest, when you go to bid 10 projects at one time, mm-hmm. you're going to get a repeat contract or new people. You're going to drive the price up. I think you have to look at the market and what's going on. I mean, it just, you know, as a owner,
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, your equipment prices went up, your rental prices go up. I mean, it's just so many things that do change the price.
It's interesting. So, I mean, that's your perspective as, you know, a builder, road builder, and looking at, you know, government. Because people often ask, well, why is it important to come at it from a business aspect? That's why, you know, I got you in here. I want to pick your brain on that.
Yeah, and I mean, we do that is when you have annual contracts. Mm-hmm. We have annual contracts. And you try to plan for a year or 3 years out, it's tough. But what does happen is it keeps my company and my guys working smart every day.
Right.
We understand what we have to do. Everybody have to work smart, and we have to do that consistently to stay in those annual contracts.
How do you apply that as a county commissioner?
Because I, when somebody comes and they want something from the county, you know, it's a county building things, or we're having road builders, or we're having buildings, I understand that. I understand when we. Again, when somebody comes on, I understand the process. I've been in that process. I took a set of plans and look at it. I've been able to build roads, and so when people come and say, "Oh, it's way over budget," well, let's look at it. Mm-hmm. What are we asking them to do? I mean, if you don't know, then people can tell you anything they want to tell you. And I think with me sitting in that chair, it won't be that way anymore. Plus, to have those people that are out there doing those projects can come back in and say, "Hey, the engineer is asking us to do this," and I can understand that. And I think that'll be the big difference, that we'll have somebody sitting there that understands that. And I hope people are looking at that. I have had a lot of experience, 12 years at school board doing that in my own company. We started in 2010, and as my wife reminded me the other day, that, you know, we started with three guys and my son, and, you know, he went to school, he came to work, and we know what it's like to be right there every single day doing something, and it took the whole family, and
it also beyond, you know, although that's absolutely for the entire county too, not just District 2. One more before we wrap up. Public safety. I mean, there's not a day that goes by. We're not talking about this. What, from a county commission level, would you do, change, fund that would help us?
Well, a great example, and what I look at, and I hate to keep going back to that same project, but if you're overspending and putting all your money in a project, you're taking away from everybody else. I looked at that soccer field, and I looked at what we spent and what's being spent on there, and I look at what more we could do for safety. If you listen to Paul Birch the other day, and I'm not going to quote Paul, but he said, you know, to outfit a car and a police officer, all this was, you know, $65,000 or $60,000. Mm-hmm. Well, what if we took one of those million and gave it to him? What he could do? And so what can we do for seniors? What more could we add to the, not just those great senior centers, but what could we do more to those seniors that can't get to there? What could we do for education? I mean, and so that's why we have to work very smart. I know there's a lot of money floating around. You've talked about on your show that you got all the federal money, all this come, but we got to be accountable for that. And I think that we got to spend that money wisely. We don't need to create things that can continue to cost money. And if we're going to build a soccer field, it needs to be able to help offset the cost. I don't think we're seeing that right now. We build a campground, but it's got to offset the cost, that what it costs you to run it. If you go look at what the soccer field we looked at, we're paying somebody $190,000 a year to maintain it. does it take that much money? Is the economic impact covering that? And you know, do we is our hoteliers, are we doing all the stuff? If that's all happening, then you can say, okay, I'm okay with that. But we gotta think like a business and look at every perspective. And even when we build something, is it safe? If we build something, the sheriff's got to protect the people to go there.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to be involved. So if we, whatever we're doing, it, you got public safety, you got education, and you got quality of life, and all that runs together. And I believe that at this particular time, I'll be a great candidate. I'll be a great county commissioner. I have all the experience it takes to do that job. And one thing I want to add too, and I know we'll get our time's up, but I do believe there's limits on how long somebody should serve. I mean, we see it all the time that when we get a new board member, that energy, that new voice at the table, and it just, I can see it.
Would you term limit yourself?
I would.
To how many terms?
I think 2 terms is plenty. I don't know how much time we got, but we see with long-term principles, something I learned, long-term principles, and Ms. Peake taught me this. You know, it's about a 3-year deal where when you come in with a new principle, and it's the same thing with county commission, anything. You come in the first year, you evaluate, you look at some things you want to change. Second year, you change it. Third year, you evaluate and see if your changes has made a difference. And so I think it's going to be a 3 or 4 year, in this particular case, as county commissioner, really get things going like I like to see them, putting in the mission statement, putting in all that. And then another 4 years, if I'm elected, to really make a really big difference in the county. I do believe that. Yes, sir.
People want to get more information about your campaign between now and Tuesday. Where do they go?
VoteDougHarwell.com.
All right. Doug Harwell running for Mobile County Commission, District 2. Thank you for being here.
Appreciate you.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 157 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile, wrapping it up on this Thursday. Not to worry, back tomorrow. Pretty interesting, too. We'll talk some legislative moves in Montgomery by the people pushing from a lobbying side. We'll explain that more tomorrow. Like I said, I've actually had this weird, people are like, oh, that lobbyist. And I get why lobbyists lobby. They're doing what, I mean, it's incumbent upon our elected representatives not to cave some direction they don't believe in. But the lobbying, I understand people pushing their ideas. That's part of the system. So we'll do that tomorrow. Also, continue with our conversation with people you'll see on the ballot on Tuesday. Running for License Commissioner Nick Petrango will join us. Also, running in AL2, we discussed him earlier. Dale Leach and I did. Greg Albritton, currently, of course, State Senator Greg Albritton. So we may get in some state politics, but talk more about his federal run as well. That's coming up tomorrow on Midday Mobile. All right, Paul Feinbaum on the way next. See y'all tomorrow. Have a great one.